Imagine a six-story hotel in a place some would consider the frontier border of Oklahoma and Arkansas. That was the plan, and there was definitely a need. The place did get built, and it remains today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As the city of Poteau, Oklahoma began to grow, rail lines laid tracks, and another business was soon in need.
Poteau actually started off where the courthouse is now. Whenever the Frisco line came through, a couple years later the KCS line came through. So those two railroads connected each other. Well, there wasn't any real hotels here.
Eric Standridge says, necessity is the mother of invention, or perhaps the mother of a hotel in the city of Poteau, Oklahoma.
Well, we had so many business traffic switching between the two railroads that W.W. Lowry saw a need for having a massive hotel here.
It was a massive undertaking for Lowry. However, what became a hotel actually had another initial purpose.
This was actually built first as the Oklahoma Immigration Company. And whenever he built it, it was actually built all for offices to begin with. Well, they went back, remodeled a couple years later, and built the bathrooms, built the suites, and everything else that you see today.
After the transformation from business office to hotel, there were 31 rooms for guests. It was quite a structure for a town the size of Poteau. Lowry made it a lavish place to rest, and even had plans for a bigger business.
This building is actually 3 stories high. He originally planned it to be 6 stories high. One of the things that he did, he actually bought out an entire tile company just to supply all the tile.
The train lines met here from the 1920s to the 1960s. By the 1970s, passenger train traffic had dwindled, and the need for a hotel to house folks transferring lines was gone. However, the building remained, and now has been restored as the home of the County Historical Society. It is a place that tells the story of a town with French heritage that is today near the Oklahoma and Arkansas state line. Traveling the countryside, in Poteau, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.